Kof Tes Tishrei, Thursday the 19th of October, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Halberstam.
Thank you very much for inviting me to come all the way from California to join in this wonderful Chabura, start your day the Torah way. I'm sure there are many Talmidei Chachamim here in London and in England who could give this year. As they say, when a Mevakshe HaTorah are considered like a fish that is in a pond of water and surrounded with great waters, but if somebody drops in a little bit of water, they all come to the surface to try to grab the water that comes. Maybe they'll hear something. In California, we also once tried to organize a chabura like that, Start Your Day the Torah Way, and I was asked to give an introduction to it. I remember the Chassidus Shemaisa that I once heard of the great Chernobyl Magid. Magid of Chernobyl, that was a great Rebbe, but also he had a lot of Chassidim in Ukraine that were Hamoinam, Pashat Yidden, and he would let himself bring them down to their level. And he once had a peddler come to him for a Shabbos, Shabbos Pashas Kiseitze, and he asked him, I want you to hear your Seder Hayom. He was a peddler, so he told the Rebbe that he wakes up early in the morning when it's still dark. The first thing he does after he doesn't feel a sedaim, he takes his wagon and he goes out to all the goyish shtetlach, to the goyim, to buy the goods that they try to give away. And he has a wagon full of goods, and he's ready to sell them to the Jews, and he comes back. And then he says, Birchas HaTorah, after he spends a couple hours, he says, Birchas HaTorah, and he davens, and he tries to learn some Mishnayos. The Rebbe said, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. Start the way, the Torah way. You have to wake up in the morning, and the first thing, there's halachas on that, but you have to say Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn, you have to daven, and then go do business. He said, the Rebbe doesn't understand. By that time, I'll lose all my wares. They're going to sell it to somebody else. So Rebbe told me, you remind me of the of a soicher once came to me and he gave me that I should watch for him 12 boxes of gold. And then he asked me to watch some kleinigkeit and some copper. When he came back to pick it up, he counted all the boxes of gold and then he counted the copper. I asked him, you trust me with the gold, you don't trust me with the copper? He said, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go to bed every night, you go to sleep, and you give your neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, you're not afraid to go to sleep. You trust him, he's going to give you back your neshama. The neshama, this is Achelik Alakai Mamal, the most chashuv thing that you have, and you don't trust him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you parnasa. So he said, in Parshas Kiseitze, there's a parsha, it says, Ki Yilish Dei Noshim. We all know the pshat. If somebody has two children of Ahuva and Asnua, he has to give the Bechoira to the Snua. So the Rebbe said pshat, a person has, everybody know that Ish is the Balbas. A person has two Balabatim. A person has a Yetzirah and he a Yetzirah. One of them is the Ahuva, one of them is the Hasnua. Which is the Ahuva? I know for a business, you are a business lot, but a businessman knows that somebody who pays cash is more Chavit. A person likes to deal with somebody who pays cash. Somebody who buys on credit, you don't like him that much. The Yetzirah, he buys on cash. He tells a person to do an Aveira, to cheat, to lie, to say Lashon Hara. The person, you're gonna have paid right away. You have a no. The Eitz Tov tells you to do mitzvahs, to make a sukkah, to put on tefillin. You're going to get schar. It's mini gavaldik, but you don't see the schar. You have to give the Eitz Tov, you have to give him a lot of credit. Somebody has Shtei Nashim, he has a Eitz Tov and the Eitz Hara. We all do Lashnei Banim. Every person, eight of them, Tzadik Ashleyechta has mitzvahs and he has averis. The Ahuva is going to give him averis and the Snua is going to give him mitzvahs. So to Rebbe Gezug, Zog the Torah Gdoisha, Beitach, I know you can do Averis, but Hoya ben HaBachor LaSnua. You should start your day off with the Snua, start your day off with mitzvahs. What are you going to have there? Hoya b'yoy machilo yisbon avas ha-shaloy. When a person's going to have to give the cheshbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes later, a person has more, the Ahuva was stronger than the Snua, a person has more Averis, the mitzvah, lo yuchal habakar, it's ben Ahuva prey ben HaSnua b'chor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to be able to say that Ahuva has more. There are more various. Kabachor ben Asnua Yaker Loi Luses Le Pishnaim. Who raises Soyne? Because the Bachor ben Asnua, the Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, they start off. You started the day with Toivim Mitzvahs, and for every Mitzvah that you do, you're going to get double schar because it was a Mitzvah that was done in the beginning of the day, like you started the day that way. I want to say a short Indian from Alocha, which is Efshin Ageya. In these times, not mamash yet, there's halacha of saying the same baracha and the same talamot, ma'ashi baruch and where tegeshem. This medrash is nisach ashkenaz, so it's a little bit more negeya. You don't say merit at all. So by the time you forget to say ma'ashi baruch and benisach svard, if you forget to say ma'ashi baruch and where tegeshem, since you say merit at all, the day of the Yotze, but in Nisach Ashkenaz, where they don't say anything, they start Machal Techaim right away. So if a person forgets and he says, he does not say Ma'ash Baruch Mer Degeshem, he has to do the Shemin Esra again. The same thing also, Yimetz Hashem, Zayin Cheshvin Es Yisrael, and December 4th or 5th in Chutz Laretz, you have to start saying Moirat Hatol, the same Talimotar, and if he doesn't say, yes, Luchazora. The Rosh brings down in Siman Aleph from Masechta Sanis, he brings down the Shittas HaRavya. The Shittas HaRavya is that if a person, halacha is, if a person said, Baruch Aleinu, or let's say he says, Ata Gibor, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Machaya Mesim, and he starts Ata Kaddish, or even if he doesn't start Ata Kaddish, like the Rosh says, he starts the Kaddish, the Mishurde, he starts Kedusha, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shemin Esra, because he missed the Rosh brings down the Shittas HaRavya. Let's say he started Machaya Mason, but he did not start Ata Kaddish. Then he could say Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, even though it's not going to be in the middle of a bracha. It's going to be the two brachas between Machaya Mason and Ata Kaddish. He could say Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem. And the same thing is also Zog the Ravya by Baruch Aleinu. He said Baruch Aleinu, and he said the same bracha in the wintertime. And he ended Baruch Ata Hashem B'Vorech Hashanim. Since he did not start Tikal B'Shoifar, he stopped in the middle, he could say the same Talimot to Levracha, even though it's not in the beginning. So he did the Ravya, and the Rosh brings it down. It looks like the Rosh Paskins that way, the Torah also brings it down, that he could say, it's a Shikol Chiddush, that even though the Chachamim were Masakrin, you should say it in the middle of a Bracha, and here they're saying it between two Brachas. It's interesting, the Machaber in Siman Kuf Yudalid, in the Alocha of Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, brings down that Alocha. He brings down the Alocha. If somebody said Machaya Mesim, and he did not say the same Talamot, he did not say Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, he could say it between the two brachas. But in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, in Hilchis Talamot, the Machaber ignores it. The Machaber doesn't bring it down, and he just says that if a person missed, the Rambam doesn't bring it down either, that Alocha. He said, if a person said Baruch Ata Hashem Mavarech Hashanim, he should say, and he forgot, and he started to copy. He should say it. He doesn't have to repeat the Shemesa if he remembers by Shemaya Tefillah. If he didn't remember by Shemaya Tefillah, then he has to go back. He ended the Shemesa, then he has to go back to the beginning. So, what happened to Mechaber makes a difference. The Shitta, the Bechor, is the Ravya that brings it down by both. And how come the Mechaber brings it only by Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, and he does not bring it by the same Talamot. Magen Avraham says that both the same. Avraham says beferish that in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, no explanation. He says when the Mechaber says Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, he means the same Talamot also, even though the Mechaber doesn't say it. Mishmur himself is not happy with either time. He says that you should rather, he's not happy with Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem or that, because there's a lot of poiskim that are mechulik, and they say that it has to be the haskara or the shaila has to be in the middle of a bracha, so you should say it by Shemaya Tefillah if you remember, and if you don't remember, you're going to have to go back to the Shemin Esra. And he's not happy with either. Why the Mishnah Berurah says, why the Mechaber says it, so I'll be Pashat, you could say that the reason why the Mechaber does not say by Shemaya Tefillah that halacha, that does not say by Baruch Aleim that halacha, because by there's an Eitzah. Because by Atta Gibor, the Lechoira, not according to everybody, there's an Eitzah. Also Poskim on that. Most Poskim learn that you cannot say Ma'ashivuriach Amor Tegoshim by Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is Bakoshis. Bakoshis, you can say the same Talamotar. Ma'ashivuriach Amor Tegoshim is an Askara. And Askara you cannot say during Shemaya Tefillah. So there you have no Eitzah. If a person said Mechaya Mesim, then you should say Ma'ashivuriach Amor Tegoshim. By Baruch Aleinu, you have a chance. You don't have to wash it. You say it in Mirla Bracha. You have a chance. You could say it by Shemaya Tefillah. Even though it's all of that, if you forgot by Baruch Aleinu, most probably your mind wasn't there. So who says your mind isn't going to be there? Shema Kaleinu. By Shema Kaleinu, you're going to forget it also. But still, the Mechaber felt that maybe he won't forget, then he'll say. I thought maybe that that there could be a difference. The reason why the Mechaber said it only by Atur Gibor, and he did not pass it the same way, L'chaira, by Baruch Aleinu, because maybe there's a difference between an Askara and between a Shala. An Askara, there's a Mitzvah that Chacham Tovu Bebrochas. Every Brocha has a way that Chachamim were Misakin, that Brocha has to, they have to have that Brocha. And sometimes a Brocha has an askara in the bracha. In English, it's something you see in the Siddur, it says an insert. That Yalav Yavoy is an askara in a bracha. There's a bracha that you say on Yom Tov, and you have Shabbos inserts, it says in the Siddur. You have to mask your Shabbos in the bracha. Mashi Ruach Moed HaGoshem is an askara, is an insert that's in the bracha of Atta Gibor. It's not necessarily a matbeyo shetovi chachomim in the bracha. Baruch Aleinu, the Shala, the same Talimot, the same Bracha, that's a Chelik HaBracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, you have to ask. Either the same Bracha, the same Talimot, that is a Shala. So if a person did not say Baruch Aleinu, he was Mamish Mishana of the whole Matbeya Shetovi Chachomen. So there the Gemara says that you have a second chance, you could, even though you were Mishana that, by Shema Kaleinu you could do it in their Bracha. The Matbeya of Shema Kaleinu becomes that. Mashainke to say it between the two Brachas, Al-Khayra is Mishazoi. Abarai al-Khayra, there's a machloikis in Toysvis, there's a machloikis in the Sechtes Brochus Daf Chavov. If somebody forgot to say on Erev Rishchoidish, on Rishchoidish itself, he forgot by Mincha, he forgot to say Al-Rav. Some of the Mushal did not daven Mincha, he has to daven Marv Tushim Manessus. If he forgot to daven Mincha, you have Marv Tushim Manessus. If somebody davened mincha and forgot to say Yalav Yovei on Rishchoidish, by mincha he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, he has to say mincha twice. Again, let's say somebody said mincha on Rishchoidish and forgot to say Yalav Yovei. Or the same thing the Pesukim could even say, if a person davened a weekday davening on mincha, mincha Shabbos by mincha, he forgot and he forgot to give to Shalosh Yudas and he davened the Bochum de Gedavening. Then he remembers Moshe Shabbos. Oh boy, I didn't daven mincha. The Shabbos to get mincha. So the shail is if he has to daven marv to shemones. Let's go for the first thing. Rishchoidish. He forgot by mincha Rishchoidish. He forgot to say yalav yovoi. If he has to say Rishchoidish, he has to daven marv motzer Rishchoidish. He has to daven to shemones. So the machlokes and tois is what you have to do. Some people, some shittas and tois says that you don't do marv again because what are you accomplishing? You daven mincha. I daven mincha v'yistaf tzizan. I just did not say Yalav V'yovoi. I'm going to daven Marv, Shimon Esrei again. Marv, it's not Rosh Chodesh, I'm not going to say Yalav V'yovoi anyway. So what am I accomplishing? Same thing, if I forgot to daven Mincha, I did not remember Shabbos at the Mincha daven. Because the halacha is, if somebody davened the Bochum D'Gish Shimon Esrei on Shabbos, and if he mentioned something on Shabbos during the Shimon Esrei, even though he didn't do B'Staf, somebody's Yoitzah. Because he was Maskish Shabbos. But if he was not Maskish Shabbos, what am I going to daven Motzei Shabbos? Another two Ma'arivs. I'm not going to mention Shabbos anyways. You might as well not. One shita in Tosis is that you have to. That you have to mention Shabbos. You have to daven again, even though you're not going to accomplish anything. But if you daven Mincha and you did not say Yalav Yovoi, you did not daven Mincha. You daven Shabbos to Geshem Nesu. You did not mention Shabbos. You did not daven. Therefore, you have to daven Ma'ariv to Shem Nesu, whether you mention Shabbos or whether you mention Rosh Chodesh or not. The Mechaber Paskins, Nemtum by the Shittas, and the Mechaber says that you should not daven a regular tefillah, like if somebody forgets Mincha, and he davens Marav Tushim and Esrus, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, he has to daven Tushim and Esrus, the first one for the Chiv, the second for the Shulman. Here the Rambam says he should daven only a tefillah Nedava. Usually a tefillah Nedava, a person cannot daven only if he knows what to be Mechadish, we don't do any tefillah Nedavas. But since this is a Machloikis HaPaskim, Machloikis Shabbalei Toysmis, you don't know what to do, and you should daven. You should say daven atzilus nedava. The Chadisha Brach for Reb Chaim on the Sechtes Broches, Kurtz Shtickel, he says that he is mudaik that you see that the Machloikis HaToysvis is only by Rosh Chodesh or by Shabbos. What would happen Friday afternoon by Mincha in the winter time? A person davened Shemin Esra, Mincha Shemin Esra, and he did not say the same Talmud Mutter. He said the same Baruch. He remembers Friday night, in the middle of davening, that he did not say the same Talmud Mutter. He did not say the same Talmud Mutter as Bechayra. He has to do Shemin Esra again. So does he do Friday night another Shemin Esra? So it's a B'chayim that he has to, even though there's no Mechalikas Aposkim, that everybody's going to learn that he's going to have to do another Shemin Esra. Bechayra, what is the difference? Elamai Zeit Medei Chilik. That Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, is not the Metzbeah Shetovi Chachamim. The bracha stays the same. The bracha is the same. It's a mincha, and there is Yalavi over in it. Mashenkin, Rosh Chodesh, Mashenkin, the same Talamotah is the Matbeah Shetovi Chachamim in the bracha. That is the bracha. So if a person did not say the same Talamotah, it's just like he did not daven at all. He didn't daven. If a person did not daven the mincha Friday at all, he didn't daven mincha at all. Motzei Shabbat, Friday night, he davens two Shabbos to Geshem Nesu. Even though he's not mashlim the vachan to Geshem Nesu, because he did not daven. The same thing also, if a person said, the same, he did not say the same talamotah lebracha, he just said the same baracha, it's come out like, it's like he didn't daven. So the Chayyim, we see from there, that there's a difference between baruch aleinu, and between mashu baruch moedah. Mashu baruch the Geshem is not the matbeya shetovi chachomim. It's not the same thing. Emsan, you could. I think that there's another machloikis which you could be tali and dame, and it could be the machaber l'shitosoi. There's a machloikis between Toisvis and the Rambam. We had this halacha, which you also can see from here that by Shemeya Tefillah, by Baruch Aleinu, becomes a chelik hamatbeya shetov chacham. What happens if somebody forgets? That's in Tainis Dav Gut Yaf Gimel Mud Beis. There's a Toisus over there, and the Rambam is Mechilik on that Toisus. If somebody forgets to say V'sein Talamotah B'bar Chaleinu, so the Gemara says that he doesn't have to repeat Shemin Esra, he could say Bashma Chaleinu. So Pashteitzach, if somebody forgot to say V'sein Talamotah B'bar Chaleinu, his cup wasn't there, so when it came to Shma Chaleinu, he forgot again. He forgot to say V'sein Talamotah, and he was ready now, in the middle of Ritzei, or in the middle of Voidim, all of a sudden he remembers, he didn't say V'sein Talamotah by Baruch Aleinu, didn't say by Shema Kaleinu. What does he do now? Does he go back to Baruch Aleinu, to the original, or does he go to Shema Kaleinu? Well, Shema Kaleinu only a B'de'evedige thing, if you forget it by Baruch Aleinu, you say by Shema Kaleinu. Here you forgot to say Shema Kaleinu. So Toysus says that you could go back to Shema Kaleinu. You don't have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, you could go back, you go to Shema Kaleinu. Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam says beferish that if a person forgot to say the same Talamotah, and he forgot by Shema Kaleinu also, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, and then he can pass him to Shechon Aruch also. So Kenzan, the Shechon Aruch l'shitosa, Kenzan, that's the same machloikis. That the shayl is, if the same Talamotah is a matbeyu shitovi chachomim bebrocha, or is it an askara? If it's only an askara like Mashi Baruch Moed Goshim, supposed to say Baruch Aleinu, you missed the Baruch Aleinu, say Bashma Kaleinu. Same thing. You missed Bashma Kaleinu, why do extra brachas? T'kal B'shoifer, B'la Mashinim, all those brachas. Go back to Shma Kaleinu. Shenken, the Shechon Aruch, the Shetosa, maybe he learns that Baruch Aleinu becomes a matbeyu shetovi chachomim b'brocha. That's the brocha. But David, you have no choice. You can say Bashma Kaleinu. But if it's Mishma Kaleinu, you have to go back to the same Baruch Aleinu that you have to do. Einzig Zach is that the Mechaber himself says, and maybe it's Nishkastiu, but that's all I'm saying, the Mechaber says, that what happens if somebody forgot to say, the last piece of the Mechaber, if somebody forgot to say, by Shema Kuleinu also he said, and he said by, so then he should say it After Shema Kuleinim, we should say the same Talamotar. So it's kind of Zishkastir. Kind of the Machabu really learns that it becomes the Matbeah Shetovi Chachom that you have to say by Baruch Aleinu. The Baruch Aleinu becomes the Matbeah. If not Shema Kuleinim, we have no choice again, then you could say it after it's saved. To end off for 5 minutes with a Mordechai Chassam Sofer that I found that I saw in the Drosses Chassam Sofer on Sukkis, which he talks about Lechoira, that Indian, and he says that Shavuos is Sukkis is called Ba'Osvechem as Tuaschem in the Oretz to Chod Yuchag Lashem Chag Sukkis. So Ba'Osvechem means that when you're gathering your Tzvua from the land, then is the time that you start, that you have the yontov of Sukkos. The word osav does not only mean gathering. A lot of times osav means that you are taking away. Osav alakim es chaposi. Rachel Imenu said when Yosav atzadik was born. Osav means, and the Sofer brings other mashalim, where osav means that it goes away. So Sofer says that, that l'chayra, when he says that all schar that we find in the Torah for being the kayim mitzvahs boilem azeh is all a shaychus with rain. We say it every day by Krishna. What is the schar going to be when the sati matar artzehem? Rain. He brings down other mashalim. Rain is the essence. That is schar oilam hazeh, that is rain. When was HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishpit Klal Yisrael and rain the whole world? Is on the first day of Sukkos. Chag Nidoinim al Amayim. So the Chayim would have to be that on the first day of Sukkos, just like on Rosh Hashanah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done in the Book of Life or Chalila Pachas Bekeret, we wake up in the morning and we say Tillim and we daven and we blow Shofar. We do so many pu'ulas for that. It would have to be L'Chayim on the first day of Sukkos. It should be a Yom Tfil in the whole world. Everybody, that's the whole Sahar of Olam Hazeh. We should be misfollow for rain. It should be Moedadik. And all the Zem is saying is Chas V'Shalom. We don't even mention it, according like Reb Blazer says. You don't mention rain. You don't talk about rain. You don't say V'Saint Talamotar. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machtavas to do the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the mitzvahs are so chavid by Klal Yisrael, even though, and if we learned last week in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the grass and the trees, it said, V'chotziach ha'soda terem yitzmach, nothing grew, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav on the third day, he odom ein ba'aretz la'avad ha'sorts. And Rashi brings down in Masechet Schulim that there was nobody to be mispalo for rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzav le'tzvilos and shetzvikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on odom ha'rishim, that is, so, if babiya shemayim ba'aretz, there was no rain until you're mispalo. So on Tov Shinai Fest, if nobody's going to be mispalo for rain, of course there is not going to be any Gishmei Brocha. In the Malum Kal Yisrael tells to HaKadosh Baruch when the Chassam Sofer uses the word Yoiv Di Elef Oilemis. I don't care if the whole world gets destroyed. I'm not interested. I don't need your brochas. I need to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Torah. I need to be Mekayim. So that is when the Gemara says that Sukkah is a mitzvah kala. It's a mitzvah kala for the goyim. A goy, you can't do the mitzvah, you won't do the mitzvah. Chai Yisrael is a chmoysin nefesh, gives away all their brachas. Gives away all their brachas because they want to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, they want to be able to sikah sikah. You don't mention the word rain. So he says that chag sukkah is ba'os lechem es tviyas v'nasodah. It's his mom when you're getting rid of the tvua. You don't need the tvua. You're not interested in the tvua. The only thing you don't say is say talamot, you wait till after Yom Tov. You don't even masker ma'ashri chamar degeshem until shmini shashmi atzeres when you don't need the sukkah really anymore. You don't need the b'kari sofik. You don't really need the sukkah. Then is the time you're masker ma'ashri chamar degeshem where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings brachas and Yeshua is the ganz Klal Yisrael.